Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the B.R. Goyal Infrastructure Limited's conference call for H2 and FY26. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Sharma from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sharma.
Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on B.R. Goyal Infrastructure Limited earnings conference call for the second half and full year ended 31st March 2026. Today, we have with us Mr. Yash Goyal, Executive Director, and Mr. Dashrath Tomar, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin the call with the opening remarks by Mr. Yash Goyal on the business operations, key initiatives, and broader outlook. This will be followed by discussion on the financial performance by Mr. Dashrath Tomar, after which the management will open the forum for the Q&A session. Before we get started, I'd like to point out that some of the statements made or discussed on today's call may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. A detailed statement and explanation of these risks is included in the earnings presentation, which has been shared with you earlier. The company does not undertake to update these forward-looking statements publicly. I would now like to invite Mr. Yash Goyal to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amit sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all the participants joining us today for B.R. Goyal Infrastructure Limited's earnings call to discuss our performance for the second half and full year ended March 31st, 2026. On behalf of the management team, I would like to thank all our shareholders, investors, analysts, and stakeholders for joining us today for your continued trust and support. Let me take a few minutes to provide an overview of the company and highlights of some of the key developments during FY26. BRG Infra is a diverse infrastructure company with over four decades of experience in executing infrastructure projects across roads, highways, bridges, buildings, and urban infrastructure. Over the years, we have expanded our business model beyond EPC contracting and successfully established exemplary businesses in toll collection contracts, ready-mix concrete business, and residential plotting projects. During financial 2026, we also entered into the wastewater treatment and underground sewage infrastructure segment, further strengthening our position as a diversified infrastructure development company. Today, we have successfully executed over 40 infrastructure projects and are currently working on 37 ongoing projects across nine states, namely Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, and Manipur. Our strong execution capabilities are supported by over 230-plus construction equipment and vehicles and a dedicated workforce of more than 1,100 employees. Over the years, we have built strong and long-standing relationships with the diversified portfolios of clients across central and state governments, departments, public sector undertakings, and infrastructure authorities. Our key clients include the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, public work departments of various states, municipal corporations, urban development authorities, and other government agencies. This diversified client base not only reflects our execution credibility but also provides stability, visibility for future business opportunities. FY26 was a year of significant business progress for the company. During this year, we strengthened our order inflows across EPC and toll collection businesses. Some of the notable orders secured during the period included toll collection contracts from NHAI, in Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, as well as new EPC projects including the hockey and athletic stadium across athletic stadium project in Ujjain, Madhya Pradesh. Among the major order received during this year, the company secured a significant wastewater treatment and underground sewage infrastructure project in Tamil Nadu valued of approximately around 167 crores, marking an important milestone in our diversification strategy. We also received multiple toll collection contracts from NHAI, including the Katpur Toll Plaza contracted that approximately amounted of 91.71 crores. The Simalia Toll Plaza contracted at approximately 86.7 crores. Ashpur Toll Plaza contracted valued at approximately 70.39 crores. Khambara Toll Plaza contracted value approximately 47.83 crores. And Paragar Toll Plaza contracted value of approximately 33.27 crores. In addition to that, we continue to strengthen our EPC order pipeline across roads, buildings and urban infrastructure. The order wins not only enhanced our order book but also expanded our presence across high growth infrastructure segment and geographies. We also continue to scale our wastewater treatment and underground sewerage infrastructure business through projects in Tamil Nadu, strengthening our presence in wastewater infrastructure sector and helping diversify our order book across a broader range of infrastructure opportunities. Our focus remains on expanding our presence in roads, buildings, wastewater and toll collection while selectively pursuing larger EPC opportunities of further HAM and PPP projects. As of March 31st, 2026, the company reported a healthy order book of approximately 1,235 crores, providing strong revenue visibility across multiple business segments. The order book comprises road projects of approximately 758 crores, building projects of around 75 crores, wastewater treatment projects of 162 crores, toll collection contracts of 240 crores. This diversified order book combined with our robust bidding pipeline provides a strong foundation for future growth. During the year, we also witnessed important developments on corporate front. India Ratings upgraded our short-term banking loan facility rating to IND A2 from IND A3+, reflecting improving business fundamentals and financial strength. The board has also approved a preferential issue of convertible warrants aggregating up to 13.09 crores to support further growth initiatives and strengthen the company's capital base. Additionally, the board has proposed enhancement of borrowing limits to support larger projects, opportunity and long-term expansion plans. Another important milestone during the year was acquisition of 10% stake in Virtuous Infra Meditech LLP, which aligns with our strategy for exploring selective inorganic growth opportunities and expanding our infrastructure ecosystem. Further, reflecting the company's strong financial performance and confidence in future growth prospects, the board has recommended a maiden dividend of 0.25% per share, equivalent to 2.5% of the face value of 10 rupees per share. This marks an important milestone in our journey as a listed company and demonstrates our commitment towards creating long-term shareholder values. Looking ahead, we remain focused on strengthening our execution capabilities, improving operational efficiencies, expanding into new geographies and infrastructure segments, and maintaining discipline through while creating sustainable value for all shareholders. With that, I would like to hand over the call to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Dashrath Tomar, who will take you through the financials and operational performance of H2 and FY26. Thank you.
Thank you, Yash. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to share the financial and operational performance of BR Goyal Infra Limited for the second half and full year ended March 31, 2026. FY26 has been a strong year for the company, driven by healthy project execution, expansion across business verticals, and disciplined cost management. For financial 2026, revenue from operations grew by 61% year-on-year to 820 crores, compared to last year's 510 crores. The growth was primarily driven by higher execution in our EPC business, increasing contribution from toll collection contracts, expansion into new geographies, and initial execution in the wastewater treatment segment. EBITDA, excluding other income, increased by around 82% year-on-year to 75 crores from 41 crore in financial 2025. EBITDA margin improved by 105 basis points to 9.13%, reflecting better operating leverage, improved project mix, procurement efficiencies, and stronger execution across projects. Profit after tax for financial 2026 stood at 44.92 crore, as against 35.27 crore in FY 2025, registering a robust growth of 77.8% year-on-year. PAT margin improved to 52 basis points to 5.48%, supported by strong revenue growth and margin expansion. Coming to H2 FY 2026 performance, revenue from operations increased by 61% year-on-year to 478 crore. EBITDA grew by 61% to 47.48 crore, while profit after tax increased by 49.5% to 28.72 crore. EBITDA margin remained healthy at 9.93%, demonstrating the scalability and strength of our operating model. Operationally, we continue to maintain strong execution momentum across our EPC and toll collection business. While expanding our footprint in the water infra segment, our diversified business model, healthy order book, improving scale, and disciplined approach towards project selection continue to support sustainable growth. We also remain focused on strengthening our balance sheet and enhancing our financial flexibility to support future growth opportunities. The proposed fundraisers through convertible warrants, coupled with the enhancement of borrowing limits, will provide the company with additional resources to pursue larger opportunities and support long-term expansion plans. With that, we are happy to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Ojaswi Mehta from Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Sir, your audio is low.
Yeah. Am I now audible?
Please proceed.
Yeah. So first thing first, congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
I just had a few questions. Can you please shed some light on your acquisition of 10% stake in Virtuoso Infra Meditech Limited, like in terms of what exactly does it do, our objective of acquiring stake, and how do we plan growth with the company?
So, thank you, sir. Thank you for the question. The 10% stake is a strategic investment opportunity which we found in Indore. So there's a built-up area being built in a very prime location of Indore, where the land was purchased from the government directly, and a building is gonna be constructed of nearly about a sellable area of near about 3-3.5 lakh sq ft of area. So we have acquired a 10% stake in that company. And it is gonna go around till next 2-2.5 years. The project has already been started, and the execution of the work is already done. So we are just investing, and it was a strategic move done for the company. The company is gonna have an estimated revenue of near about 150 crores for the overall construction and sale of the said building.
Sir, what I didn't understand is, you know, I just wanted to know, you know, what does Virtuoso Infra individually does?
It's a real estate company, sir.
It is also into highways and all?
No, it is not into highways. It's a real estate company, sir, based out of Indore. And it is into construction of buildings for private sector.
Okay, okay. So you have acquired stake to get the share of it also. Understood. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, we have observed a year-on-year marginal decrease in your order book. So is there an issue from the side of government? Like, are you seeing a slowdown in tenders being floated?
No, sir. There is no slowdown in the tender process. Actually, why do you see a decrease in that? Is the reason that we are now bidding for a higher scale of projects. And right now, as we speak, already we have a approximately order pipeline bidded, which is not yet opened, around 1500 to 2000 crores already bidded. Generally, our strike ratio is between 10 to 15% for the road building sector. So that is why we are not, right now, you see the order book low. And last year, what happened was some orders were done time-bound basis. So, as you see that we are almost on a 60% growth compared to FY25.
Hello.
I totally agree that your execution has been higher for this year.
Yes,
sir. Sir, apart from that, I would like to update regarding that the order book which we have submitted in the presentation is updated on 31st March 2026. After that, we have received some of the orders which are already updated to the stock exchange, which is not included in that figure.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. And I just wanted to ask one last question that as far as I can see your progress of projects, I believe that this year we'll be able to complete approximately 1000 to 200 crores of projects. Am I right?
We expect around 20 to 25% growth rate, trying to maintain that. So, near about that only, you can say the figures which you are quoting, near about, you can say that we might try to achieve it. It is looking at the present scenarios and the geopolitical scenarios all around the country. Some things may be achieved, some things may not be achieved, but I will not be able to commit right now anything.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Parker, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on very good set of numbers. Historically, we have evolved from a regional road contractor to a diversified infrastructure company with roads, toll collections, wastewater, and even a real estate business. So looking forward, maybe 3 to 5 years ahead, how should an investor view BRG? Should we view it as a road EPC company, as a diversified infrastructure platform, or maybe a developer-led infrastructure, you know, with exposure with HAM and PPP opportunities? How should we one look at the company?
Answering your question, sir, I think so. We should go with option two, that you should look at BRG as a diversified infrastructure company, where the company is not only working in roads, but it is working in wastewater, it is working in ready-mix concrete business, it is working in real estate. It is working in, you may never know, buildings, you may never know, we can go into transmission lines. Anything related to infrastructure, we are still open for everything. The next 3-4 years, we are in a transition mode where we are going to expand our verticals in different areas.
Correct. Okay. And so, across the infrastructure, what we are seeing right now is the increasing qualification requirements for like larger project sizes, and greater emphasis on the execution capabilities. So do you believe the industry is moving towards sort of consolidation, and how are we positioning ourselves in order to gain some market share from smaller regional contractors over the next coming few years?
So right now, as we speak, I have already delivered the numbers in last 1 year. But what the question is right, the government is strengthening their pre-qualification requirements for the bidding process in all the sectors. It's not only road or building or wastewater, every sector. So we are trying to execute the projects on timely basis. So right now, as we speak, we have a bid capacity of near about more than 2,000 crores, near about 2,000 crores. So which is sufficient. Like already I have a order book of 1,200 crores and my bid capacity as per technical condition of the contract is near about 2,000 crores of contracts can be received by BRG in as per today's conditions. Talking of overall technical qualification of the company is highly capable of bidding for around 600 to 700 crores of individual orders directly to any government contract, any government agencies calling for tender. Uh-huh. And for building, it's around 150 crores. And toll collection is unlimited. Toll collection, it is based on net worth and we have a sufficient net worth. So unlimited, we can bid for 1,000 crores, 2,000 crores of toll also.
Correct. So I would also like to know what is the bid-win ratio historically for us?
Sorry, so are you talking about the strike rate?
Yes.
Sir, in on EPC front, it is 10 to 15%. In TCC, mm-hmm. toll collection contract, it is above 70%.
Okay. Sure. So another question, our earning presentation refers interest in public-private partnership opportunities and larger infrastructure projects. Could you elaborate on the milestones that need to be achieved before we can meaningfully participate in HAM or PPP projects? How should we think about the timeline for such a transition of us?
Actually, we are already qualified for any PPP projects. Because the financial strength of the company in joint venture, we can bid up to 1,000 crores, right? So we can easily go for any PPP projects. PPP projects are not an issue right now. What we're doing is that government is actually looking to monetize their assets in the near future. As NHAI only last week declared that they are monetizing 17 odd road projects for raising funds and so we are also planning in bidding those projects. So in transition process, you can say that we are trying to bid in this current fiscal for PPP project as well.
Yes. So last question from my end regarding operating cash flow. So we have seen that your operating cash flow has improved significantly after the challenges in FY25 as well. So after entering into wastewater projects and potentially other EPC opportunities, how should we see the evolution of working capital requirement to cash conversion over the next coming years? And also with government spending under schemes such as Jal Jeevan Mission that is appearing to normalize, do you expect collections as well as cash flow visibility to remain healthy going forward?
Thank you for question. मैं दशरथ तोमर answer करने के लिए. First मैं business model आपको explain करता हूँ यश कि हम as a company ऐसे project पे focus करते हैं जो या तो central से related हैं like NHAI, NHADCL से या MoRTH से या फिर ऐसे projects हों जिनमें fund allocated होता है. State government execution agency हो सकती है, municipal corporation executing agency हो सकती है. बट उनका फंड एलोकेशन सेंट्रल से होता है. सो फर्स्ट लास्ट 7 to 8 इयर्स में कंपनी ने इस टाइप के प्रोजेक्ट पर शिफ्ट किए हैं कि इसी टाइप के प्रोजेक्ट जो है बीट करना है. अब इसके बाद मैं आता हूँ अगले वर्किंग कैपिटल साइकिल पे. तो जब मैं सेंट्रली फंडेड प्रोजेक्ट बीट करता हूँ या सेंट्रल के ही प्रोजेक्ट बीट करता हूँ तो यहाँ पर पेमेंट का इश्यू नहीं आता है. दैट्स व्हाई आप देखेंगे मेरा वर्किंग कैपिटल साइकिल तो ऑलमोस्ट 30 डेज से लेकर तो 45 डेज के आसपास है. और सेंट्रली फंडेड प्रोजेक्ट इसलिए फंड का कभी ऐसा इश्यू आया नहीं है. लास्ट 5 to 6 ईयर्स आप अगर देखते हैं तो ये हमने जो चैलेंज 6 साल पहले जो फेस किए थे उनसे ओवरकम किया हमने इससे. ये एक है जो मैं शेयर कर रहा हूँ उससे वर्किंग कैपिटल साइकिल के बारे में.
करेक्ट.
ऑपरेटिंग कैश फ्लो की हम बात करें तो लास्ट ईयर हम फर्स्ट क्वार्टर लास्ट क्वार्टर में आईपीओ जब लेके आए थे उस समय प्लान किया था और वो फंड उस समय आया था, तो आप देख सकते देखेंगे ऑपरेटिंग कैश फ्लो देख टाइम नेगेटिव था, क्योंकि उस समय एग्जीक्यूशन किया था बट हम उसको बिलिंग में कन्वर्ट नहीं कर पाए थे WIP लेवल को। और करंट ईयर में जब वो पैसा आया, डिप्लॉय हुआ पैसा प्रोजेक्ट पे प्रॉपर तरीके से, एंड वहां से जब रिटर्न शुरू हुए हैं तो वो करंट ईयर से पॉजिटिव कैश फ्लो में कन्वर्ट हुआ है। एंड एक्सपेक्टेड है कि नाउ इसी टाइप से ये करंट ईयर भी पॉजिटिव कैश फ्लो में रहे।
ओके जी ठीक है सर, इफ कोई और क्वेश्चन आता है आई विल जॉइन द क्यू अगेन। थैंक यू सो मच।
थैंक यू।
वी विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ श्रवण मोदी फ्रॉम सिंडिकेट फैमिली ऑफिस, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My question to management is regarding, so you have recently announced a preferential issue. Apart from working capital, are there any specific growth initiatives that these funds will be put to use and supported?
Yes, sir. I think so. Dashadji will answer it properly.
Hello. Shravanji. Basically, jab humne abhi जब प्रोजेक्ट हमने देखे कि हमारा फोकस चेंज कर रहे हैं, हम 200 करोड़ से ऊपर के प्रोजेक्ट से ही बीट करना है, बड़े टिकट साइज प्रोजेक्ट पे जा रहे हैं, सो ये प्लान हमने देखा है कि नेक्स्ट वन ईयर में मेरा क्या रिक्वायरमेंट आने वाला वर्किंग कैपिटल का, और उसको मैं कहां से फुलफिल कर सकता हूं। मेरे पास मल्टीपल ऑप्शंस थे, बैंकिंग चैनल्स है, इक्विटी डाइल्यूशन है, प्रेफरेंशियल है, शेयर वारंट है, तो मैंने चूज किया कि मैं शेयर वारंट पे गया मैं, जहां पे मुझे लग रहा है कि अगले 5-10 महीने 12 महीने बाद मेरा कहां पे रिक्वायरमेंट आने वाला है फंड का, दैट्स व्हाई। सो आप कह सकते हैं कि जो फ्यूचर प्लानिंग है उसके अकॉर्डिंग हमने अभी से एक अरेंजमेंट किया है फंड का, यहाँ ये अमाउंट है वहां पे डिप्लॉय होगा।
राइट सर, आई हैड वन मोर क्वेश्चन रिगार्डिंग, सो इफ यू लुक एट द FY27, व्हाट इज द ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस टॉप 3 गोल्स एंड प्रायोरिटीज व्हिच दे हैव फ्रॉम मैनेजमेंट पर्सपेक्टिव and for the business and financial operations as well. So if you could give me like what are the 3 priorities which the management is looking in terms of both business and personal financial perspective, where they want to stay, see how they look at it.
For financial year FY27, we are targeting to near about receive like a top utmost priority is order book increment, which is like we want near about more, like we already have 1200 crores of orders. In the next 2000 crores of orders we want. So we are targeting that in different sectors, wastewater, in your road sector, toll collection contracts. This is a cumulative of all, everything. So our first priority is this. Second priority is like we are trying to be more, we're trying to, since we are in a transition phase, so we are trying to increase our execution capacities so that we execute the existing projects which are already under execution and we move forward to it, because we are finding good opportunities in Maharashtra, UP for different sectors. So we are trying to, second, first is get us receiving orders. Second, we are trying to execute the existing orders which we are already provided. And third is we are planning to move this year into PPP sector. It can be a monetizing strategy. It can be a HAM project. The central government has already announced that now they're going to start doing BOT projects again. So we are exploring those opportunities as well.
Right, sir. So my last final question to you would be regarding, if you look at the FY26 growth, I would like to know from you if you can give me some projections about how the growth came from the existing projects versus the newly secured projects. If you can give me a breakdown on that, it would be really nice.
Can you repeat your question? Actually, the voice got broken.
So my question was regarding if you look back at the FY26 growth, if you can give me the breakdown which came from the existing projects versus the newly secured projects.
So in FY25-26 we are near about achieved sector wise road and building, EPC road and building was near about you can say 395 crores. Then in EPC ready mix concrete it was around 20 crores, wastewater it was 6 crores, and in toll collection contract it was 380 crores. So 388 crores. So this is a different breakup of three sectors, four sectors, which we are operating in right now.
No, right, sir, I understand. But my question going was from existing projects versus newly secured projects. Like, what was the proportion of the growth which came from these two respectively? Like, already the projects which are existing, like, from previous years and newly which were secured during the year.
So you're asking for the current year 26, 27 also?
No, only for FY 26.
FY 26, so near about 49% was for road, 3% was for RMC, and water-based was very less, and 47% was toll collection. So the I think so if we can consolidate all these things, we actually moved more in toll this year because we had number of operations, but the growth for EPC road and building was equivalently the same.
Right, sir. Thank you so much for
Yes.
answering for all the questions, and yeah, I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khushi Jain from Negen Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have just one question. What margin do we expect, like the operating margin do we expect? Do we expect
I'm sorry to
forward?
Interrupt you. Ms. Jain, your voice is not clear, ma'am. Can you please answer it?
Am I audible now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What margin do we expect going forward? Do we expect the current 9% going forward?
Yeah. मैम मार्जिन के लिए मैं थोड़ा बिजनेस डिस्कशन में करता हूँ। कंपनी दो फील्ड में है, मेनली कहें ईपीसी एंड टोल कलेक्शन कॉन्ट्रैक्ट। सो जब मैं दोनों बिजनेस का अलग अलग मार्जिन देखता हूँ तो टोल कलेक्शन में मार्जिन अराउंड 2.5% के आसपास होता है। मतलब मैं अगर एबिटा की बात करूँ तो अराउंड 4% के आसपास होता है, एंड ईपीसी में कहीं भी 13 से लेकर 15% के बीच है। बट डेफिनेटली जब हम ब्लेंडेड लेवल पे देखते हैं दोनों का टर्नओवर मिक्स करके, सो अराउंड 9 से 9.25% के आसपास एक प्रेजेंट होता है। सो डेफिनेटली हम ग्रोइंग फेज में है। ईपीसी लास्ट ईयर में अराउंड 12 से 13% के आसपास था। टीसीसी में एबिटा मार्जिन 3% के आसपास था, जो करंट ईयर में 4% है, एंड ईपीसी में 14% है, एंड ब्लेंडेड लेवल पर 9.13 है। सो करंट ईयर एक्सपेक्ट कर रहा हूँ मैं कि एबिटा लेवल में 10 से 15% की ग्रोथ हो। सो और बेसिकली अगर हम कहें तो 9% की जगह पे मैं 10 से 11% मैं टारगेट कर रहा हूँ करंट ईयर कंपनी के लिए। थैंक
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
यू।
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Urmish Shah from Moneywisers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are. Please proceed.
Yeah. Yeah, so my first question is, now since we are into wastewater treatment also, so how should we look at the product mix going forward in terms of revenue mix, sorry, in terms of all the three verticals, four verticals that we are present in once wastewater treatment also orders are picking up? How should we look at as a perspective of FY 28, 29?
Yeah, you can say that in wastewater will be near about in like if we say that we have 100 rupees of orders in complete, so you can say that near about including road and building will be near about 35 to 40%, and in wastewater we are trying to expand, so near about 20% for wastewater, and the balance will be for ready mix concrete, TPC and other businesses.
Okay. So, what is the EBITDA margin profile in wastewater only, I mean, as a vertical?
Yes, it is near about the 15 to 20% of EBITDA margin.
Okay. So,
Yes.
If it's 15 to 20%, and you know, on a blended basis, we are currently clocking 9. So once wastewater, you know, comes up, because I think we just have one order, right, of 160 crores around,
Yeah,
167 crores. So
yeah.
Once orders start picking up and we start executing it, can we see a uptick in the margins? Because wastewater treatment, as you said, 15% margins is a bit high.
Sir, actually the problem with wastewater is right now that we don't have credentials. So we are doing it on a subcontracting basis or on a like name lending basis. If we are trying to close the orders as soon as possible so that our credentials increase and we can directly bid for different projects. Also, we've already planned with two or three of our strategic business partners to bid in wastewater.
Right.
We are also trying to expand because we see a good margin growth in this sector.
Right
now,
which is why I asked, sir.
Yeah, so we're trying to expand, sir, lekin problem kya hai ki wastewater mein we have to work in the municipal corporation limits of the city, anywhere you work. So there are operational challenges which are gonna be very strong. So already since we have entered this year, we are not trying to robustly, excessively decrease the other business and increase into the wastewater. We will move slowly. So I'll not be able to give you a very clear picture right now, but you can say that near about 20-25% of our revenue in the near future will come from wastewater.
Right. So, sir, when you say 20-25%, I believe that we, since we have entered into wastewater, which is not our traditional, I mean, traditional business, so, and obviously we have operational challenges in JJM and all, we do see that. So, what I'm saying is, do we have an aspiration to become an L1 from right now what we are doing subcontracting? Do we have an aspiration to become L1? And if we have an aspiration to become L1 in some orders, then, you know, how do we go about it? How do we see that? Because 20% margin revenue contribution is a considerable size if you are, you know, envisaging that.
Actually, we already have bidded for BUDCO in Bihar. We almost bidded for around 500 crores of two orders for in again in the same way.
Sorry, voice is cracking
a
bit.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. So we already bidded two projects in BUDCO, and we were actually we were L2 in one and we were L3 in one. And the L1 and L3, like the difference of average both was not more than 1 or 1.5%. So we are already in that transition, and we're already bidding because we also see that the margins are higher and it is kind of a good business. So we are continuously bidding, but again, there are already so many players that the competition has increased. For 200 crores of bid, there were 15-20 players who were bidded for these projects. So the competition has increased like anything.
Right. So, I do understand that, sir. I just wanted to know about wastewater. Why? Because it's a new area that we have entered in. And have we foreseen, because obviously challenges and all we know, so have we foreseen that? It shouldn't be at the cost of our traditional business, which we are, you know, very well invested and have a very good hand on it.
No, sir. There will not be any. Of course, if you're trying to move in something new sector, so if we get a better award, like last in 2023, we entered toll collection contracts. So we see the revenue is higher, but the margins are low. But again, when you see it on a ROCE level, it is very good. So same is the case with wastewater. If we are getting a good return on our equity or on our capital, and we bid it accordingly. We don't try to be very rigorously aggressive because we have to execute all the orders. We have to see the picture as a whole. And because I'm new into that field, I will try to be a little lenient while doing your work so that I can come up, I come to know about the projects easily.
Right.
Yes.
So, one final question. When you say you are looking at high ticket size orders, so should we, you know, what is a ballpark minimum value that you are looking in terms of roads and, in terms of roads especially? Is there a ballpark number that we could see?
Sir, right now, like we've already, as I've already told you, that we've already bidded for some projects between 1,500-2,000 crores. So there are only two or three projects in total of that quantum. So one project is of 800 crores, the other is of. So one is for 600 crores, the other one is for 800 crores, and one is for 300 crores. So we are already bidding in that range. So our focus is that we increase that. We in road sector, we try to go beyond, like if you're going for a national highway project, it should be about 500 crores so that the establishment cost and everything remains the same. in terms of building, getting a 100 crore building contract is a huge contract. It is equivalent to getting a 1,000 crore road project.
Right.
So, we are trying to focus on those for building also above 50 crores. And we have tried to make an establishment near about Indore since the promoter, the promoter management team is completely from Indore. So we try to maintain an order book of around 100 to 150 crores in Indore. So whenever we are in Indore, at least we have some execution work in Indore.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. That helps. I'll join back the queue for further questions. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Chandra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I'm audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Congrats, Yash, for the good execution, superb execution and a little bit increase in the margin also. Due to the Iran war and crude prices volatility, has been increased in petrol and diesel and food also.
Yes, sir.
Are you confident that still your EBITDA margin will increase from here from 10 to 11%?
I think so, sir. Yes.
If there is a pass on in the increased price to the contract value?
What happened is that there is a organization, there are different organizations which presented their cases to different government organizations where we are executing, and some has already given the SOP, there's a clause of force majeure in our contract, sir. So the price escalation is already in as a part of agreement, and the relaxation for sudden increase in these prices of crude, fuel, everything has already been intimated, and we are going to get the price variations. So of course some part for a month or 1.5 months we got hit, but later now it's stabilized. So I think so that is not going to make a challenge right now.
Okay, so from the last con call, you are eyeing 20 to 25% growth in the revenue and yes. EBITDA margin from 9.5 to say 10.5 or 11%. Is it conservative, right?
You can say it, sir. Yes, sir.
Since you are delivered very good from, sir, you are just on the con call, you are informed that 7 to 750 crore, you are delivered 820 crore. So we will be very happy to deliver what you are saying.
Thank you, sir. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Parker, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Another question is regarding the way we take orders. So last year our order book stood at 1,313 crore, and this year it is standing at 1,235 crores. Is it that we are avoiding some sort of segments or geographies where we are not getting attractive margins or so? Or are we bidding less aggressively, conservatively?
No, sir, that is not the case. Actually, when you're comparing it, so you can see, sir, that we had an order book of near about 13, how much did you say, 1,300? 1313 crores, right? And we have executed of 811 crores of order, right? And today our order is outstanding at around 1,235 crores. So we have increased our order and then we have already executed. So our execution is speed up. Why you can, I will not say that we are conservative while bidding it, but we our primary focus is to look at the government's fund allocation, which is the primary source. Sir, hum 50-100 crore rupaye mahine ka revenue kar rahe hain. और अगर हमें सरकार से पैसे नहीं आएगा तो हम हमारी पॉकेट से एक लिमिटेशन तक पैसा लगा पाएंगे. तो सर ये वाला थॉट हम लोग बहुत क्लियरली रखते हैं अपने माइंडसेट में कि हम वहीं पर बिड करें जहां पे फंड एलोकेटेड हो, भले ही वो स्टेट का हो, सेंट्रल का हो, कोई भी डिपार्टमेंट का हो, कि फंड एलोकेशन प्रॉपर होना चाहिए. वरना बहुत सारी जगह जो एनुअल प्लान, जैसे एग्जाम्पल के लिए कोई भी म्युनिसिपल कॉर्पोरेशन, अहमदाबाद म्युनिसिपल कॉर्पोरेशन हो गई या MMRDA हो गई, इनका एनुअल प्लान में तो सर एनुअल प्लान का कोई भरोसा नहीं, पैसा कब आ रहा है, कहाँ जा रहा है. और डेडिकेटेड प्रोजेक्ट वाइज फंड होता है तो हमारा फोकस ये रहता है कि अगर उसका फंड एलोकेटेड, जैसे नेशनल हाईवे में कोई इशू नहीं है फंड्स का सर, तो हमारा फोकस रहता है कि हम नेशनल हाईवे के प्रोजेक्ट करें. बिल्डिंग में कोई भी कॉर्पोरेशन रहते हैं, जैसे एमपी में MPBDC है, यूपीडा में यूपीडा है, तो इनके पास ऑलरेडी एलोकेटेड फंड रहते हैं, तो तो हम फोकस ये करते कि हम उसी जगह बिल्ड करें।
ओके
तो हमारा कलेक्शन हम लोग वैसे करते हैं रोड प्रोजेक्ट्स और बिल्डिंग मतलब या डिफरेंट डिफरेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स का, तो इसलिए हमारा बिल्डिंग में हम उसको कंजर्वेटिव नहीं समझते हैं, हम उसको समझते हैं कि यार अननेसेसरी मैं 5000 करोड़ की ऑर्डर बुक रहूँ और अननेसेसरी मैं काम ही एग्जीक्यूशन 10-10 साल 5-5 साल में नहीं करता हूँ तो फिर पॉइंट नहीं है ना सर ऑर्डर लेने का। यस
सर दूसरा क्वेश्चन, कोई स्पेसिफिक गाइडेंस छोड़ के आप बता सकते हो क्या स्केल ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट या क्या प्रोजेक्ट मिक्स रहेगा या फिर जियोग्राफिकल प्रेजेंस अपने नेक्स्ट अगले 5 साल में क्या हमारा टारगेट रहेगा, इंटरनल टारगेट कोई सेट किया हो?
सर थोड़ी देर पहले इसका आंसर इंजीनियर ने किया था भाई कि जब हम अभी बात करते हैं तो 2 सेगमेंट है हमारे EPC में, रोड बिल्डिंग एंड वाटर एंड टोल कलेक्शन कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स। सो वी आर ट्राइंग कि हम EPC में अराउंड 40% के आसपास रहे रोड एंड बिल्डिंग में रेवेन्यू से, वेस्ट वाटर में 20-25% के आसपास एंड रिमेनिंग 35-40% टोल कलेक्शन कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स में। सो कोशिश ये है कि ये एक रेशियो है जो मेंटेन करें और उसके अकॉर्डिंग हम ऑर्डर सिलेक्ट कर रहे हैं बिल्डिंग के लिए। ऑलरेडी अभी करीब 1500 करोड़ के ऑर्डर बीट किए हुए हैं, अराउंड 2500 करोड़ के ऑर्डर्स आइडेंटिफाइड हैं जो हमको बीट करना है इस मंथ में, तो ये एक है। दूसरा सर हम ग्रोथ की बात करें तो एक अप्रोच ये है कि हर साल 20-25% की ग्रोथ जो है वो मेंटेन करें।
करेक्ट। और सर कंपनी के लिए फॉर द कमिंग इयर्स व्हाट डू यू फील इज द बिगेस्ट अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड व्हाट डू यू फील इज द बिगेस्ट रिस्क दैट वी आर फेसिंग?
सर अपॉर्चुनिटी की बात करें जैसे भी टोल कलेक्शन कॉन्ट्रैक्ट 2023-24 में कंपनी ने शुरू किए थे, नाउ नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज हम देख रहे हैं बड़े टोल कलेक्शन कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स लाइक TOT मॉडल की बात करें हम, सो वो 1500-2000 करोड़ के ऑर्डर्स होते हैं जिसमें मल्टीपल लगभग 15-20 टोल कलेक्शन एक सिंगल ऑर्डर सिंगल बिडिंग होती है गवर्नमेंट की, एंड इनिशियली 6 महीने से 1 साल में एक अपफ्रंट अमाउंट पूरा पे करना होता है गवर्नमेंट को और अगले 15-20 साल तक पूरा टोल कलेक्शन करना होता है। तो स्केलेबिलिटी की बात है, बैलेंस शीट साइट जो है मेरी सपोर्ट करेगी तो मैं डेफिनेटली वो वहां पर जाऊंगा। दूसरे BOT मॉडल वापस से शुरू किए हैं गवर्नमेंट ने जहां मैं ट्राई कर रहा हूं कि BOT मॉडल में पहुंच जाऊं मैं। सो बेसिकली ये 2 सेगमेंट है नए जिनमें कंपनी की तरफ से हम फोकस कर रहे हैं। चैलेंजेस की सर बात करें तो एग्जीक्यूशन चैलेंजेस साइट पे आते जरूर है बट नाउ ऑलमोस्ट 40 ईयर का एक्सपीरियंस हो चुका है कंपनी को, सो उससे ओवरकम हो चुके हैं। आज 9 स्टेट में काम कर रहे हैं, 2015-16 में केवल MP में काम कर रहे थे। सो डेफिनेटली ये ग्रोइंग फेज था कंपनी का, ट्रांजिशन फेज अभी भी है। सो ऐसा कोई बड़ा मेजर चैलेंजेस नहीं दिखता है कि जिससे कोई मेजर इम्पैक्ट आए।
ओके
जी,
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी और मेरे क्वेश्चंस पेशेंटली आंसर करने। थैंक यू सर।
The next question is from the line of Darshan Chandra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My 2 questions are left. So,
I'm sorry, sir. Your audio is not clear.
Yeah, now I'm audible.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Sir, 31st May, sir, how many order book will be cumulative?
Sir, current year का भी 31st May का position बनाया नहीं sir. इसलिए अभी update नहीं करवाएंगे.
Okay.
जी सर,
बैलेंस शीट में लोन्स एंड एडवांसेस में 85 करोड़ दिखा रहे, वो कैन यू वो बता सकते हैं वो क्या है नया?
सर एक मिनट मैं शेयर करता हूँ आपसे। सर रिटेंशन आप अगर एडवांस से रिकवरेबल की बात कर रहे हैं सर, और
एडवांसेस फ्रॉम लास्ट ईयर 3 करोड़ से 85 करोड़ तक पहुंचे।
85 करोड़ का फिगर सर एक मिनट आप रेफर करेंगे कहाँ पर एग्जैक्टली होगा? 83
फ्रॉम 3 करोड़ टू 85 करोड़ लोन्स एंड एडवांसेस।
थ्री से 85 नहीं सर, मतलब मुझे आप या तो एग्जैक्टली वो शेयर करेंगे, इतना बड़ा फिगर चेंजेस नहीं है सर बैलेंस शीट में कोई सा भी 3 करोड़ से 85 करोड़ का।
वो भी ठीक है, मैं स्क्रीनर में देख रहा था तो इसमें
नहीं सर। आप अगर जो अपलोडेड डेटा है ना उसको देखेंगे ना तो बेटर होगा। कई बार ऐसा होता है कि जो साइज होती है ना वो कभी कभी मतलब सही डेटा अब्जर्व नहीं हो पाता। जी जी सर।
और एक सर, ये अपना जो वेस्ट वाटर में जा रहे हैं तो एनी जॉइंट वेंचर आपको आप कर रहे हैं टेक्नोलॉजी के लिए या एनीथिंग ऑन द उसके बारे में काफी बता
सर। हम लोग जैसे वेस्ट वाटर सिविल में गए हैं सर, हम लोग टेक्नोलॉजिकली नहीं गए हुए हैं सर। तो हम लोग का जो इंटेंशन है सर, नेम लैंडिंग के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से इंटेंशन है सर।
ओके, तो उसमें वो जो टेक्नोलॉजी वाबा टेक करते हैं, आयन एक्सचेंज कर रहे हैं, उनके साथ कोई टाई अप बाई अप ऐसा कोई?
नहीं सर, ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं कर रहे सर। सर
जस्ट सिविल वर्क?
यस सर।
ओके सर, थैंक यू।
यस सर, थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू। एनीवन हु विशेस टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस मे प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन नाउ। We'll take the next question from the line of Ojasvi Mota from Earth AIF. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to understand that can you please explain me a bit about your
vaccine? I'm sorry, Mr. Mota, your audio is not clear. Can you please use your handset to ask the question?
Am I audible now?
Yes.
So I just wanted to understand, can you please explain a bit about your residential plotting project, like the land that you maintain? Do you sell these lands to private developers for development of township, or it is being sold to individuals? So how do you operate in this segment?
The plotted project which we've already mentioned is near about an unsold inventory of 1.8 lakh square feet, which we are holding right now, and we're not selling it because we see a good revenue growth in the near future. Current year, we are planning to sell some of the projects. So let's hope that we sell it. And the project is not for builders, sir. It is already we have already in Indore. The project is in Indore, and here there are less built up projects, more of plotting projects. So the project is plotting project, and we have already constructed and taken all the legal RERA compliances of the project, and the project has already been completed.
Okay, so it is being sold to individuals.
Yeah, individual the customers or investors, whatsoever who may come.
Okay. And can you explain that what is your turnaround time? Like, can you please tell me that, you know, first of all, that it is bring it to your WIP in inventory, right?
Around 15 crores.
Around 15 crores, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, what is the turnaround time of this project? Like, when do you...
The project has already been completed for next 1 to 2 years, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Please press star and one to ask questions. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yash Goyal for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Before we conclude, I like to reiterate that BR Goyal Infrastructure Limited stands at an existing, exciting phase of growth. With our strong order book, disciplined financial approach and dedicated team, we are confident for creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. We would like to thank our investors, clients, partners and employees for their trust and continued support. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of BR Goyal Infrastructure Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.